spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam. La 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 la. Carolina.
Carolina.
Anyway.
Hello.
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the We're Not Racist.
And We Love Gays
podcast.
Good news. We've got our producer back, Derek Igler.
Derek Igler is
welcome
back.
Welcome back. Feeling, looking well, Derek.
He is.
He had a nasty bout of ADHD. He was in hospital in a coma, so he didn't make the last episode, but he seems to have been on the mend now.
Thank bless his God, heart.
God bless him.
But, I mean, recently we have been saying, because Derek's obviously he's gone down with ADHD. We've had a little bit of ADHD, haven't we? We've had a little bit of, we've caught a little bit.
Mm.
No?
Long ADHD.
Long ADHD, yeah. It's not quite ADHD, but we've got a little bit of long ADHD.
We have.
It's where basically you start on one. You start on one road and you end up going to the left and then you come back, then you go to the right and then you're constantly switching between different tasks. You might have seen it on the podcast. That's what I tend to do with topics and things. And I didn't notice it at first. It was a friend of mine pointed it out to me and said, "Here, Ben, just to have a little word, I think you might have caught some ADHD.
Yeah.
And I've said it to you. I've said, "Do you know what, Lenny? I think you might have a little touch of ADHD."
Who, me?
Yeah.
Why say that?
Well, just because sometimes you're a bit frantic. Sometimes
frantic.
You know, it's like sometimes different things. And you said things to me. I go, "Do you know what? It must be."
All jokes aside, if we can just.
Well, yeah. Okay.
Step out.
All right. Step.
I'm fucking riddled with it. Riddled. No. Do you know what I blame it on? I'm just stepping out of
phones.
I don't know, like, I notice it with phones, for instance. So I might go to check an email. Oh, I better check my email. Oh, I've got a text message. And I'll go there, look at the message and completely forget what I was fucking doing. They're the worst. Do you know what I can't do now? I had a bit of spare time the other night. I thought, I'll watch something on Netflix or whatever.
Mm.
Could I settle on something?
No.
Could I fuck?
No. It's the world, but this is it. It's not ADHD, right? It's the world we live in. Every single person is like, this is our point, is that, yes, you're like that. I'm like that. I see things and they go, oh, I'm walking around the house and I'm trying to clean and then I spot something else and I end up doing that task and then I spot something else and I end up doing that task. I've got ADHD. It's like, you haven't got ADHD. It's just how the world is now. We're so
bombarded
with stuff. I'm going to finish that point.
I think the ADHD thing, what is it and what we... Like what we've joked about in the past, I think it is a thing, ADHD. But people make out we ain't got nothing against ADHD, right? What's that? No, right. Well, fair enough. What is? And we're taking the mask off a bit. It's these people, because it's just a thing. It's not a big deal. It's just an ADHD thing, which everyone get. Oh, I'm not always playing. Got my full focus. Woo, big deal. Most people are like that, right? But some people carry it. And they wear it like a badge of honour, and they carry it as if they've got fucking cancer or something.
Yeah.
Over-dramatise it. We're doing a bit of a behind-the-scenes.
Well, the thing is, right, yes, I can do things where I go, I haven't done the washing, but I've done this because of my ADHD. I don't like it when people use it as an excuse because the fact that you can recognise it, the fact that you can look at a TikTok and go, I'll do that. Oh, yeah, I'm always doing that. If you can recognise that behaviour, then surely you can change it. Surely you can go, maybe I shouldn't
work on it in time. Might take time. I've sort of done that.
Exactly.
And the thing is, the trouble is, when you start thinking like that, you sort of become it.
Mm.
You keep thinking, I've got ADHD. And then you're like, just the way I am. Right? That's quite a negative way of looking at it. Thinking, right, I'm going to combat. Right, I do. I lose focus. Right, I need to focus on regaining focus.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Hang on, let me just do the wash. No, actually, I'm doing a podcast. I'm going to stay here, Ben. I'm not going to go and wash up.
Exactly.
Not even my house, but...
I use it as an advantage. What I was doing yesterday,
It's a superpower.
It is a superpower, guys. That's what they tell it. Yeah, they do say. I mean, to be fair.
Sweet.
But that's what I mean. Okay, that's fine. I don't have a problem with saying use it as a superpower because that's making it positive.
It's stupid.
It is stupid. It's not a superpower. But
it's up to you. If you want to say that, say it. God bless you.
And you think in your head, God, I'm so ADHD. I've just started this book and now I'm doing this. you've recognised that, so you go, what you just said. No, I'm going to stick with this book, or I'm going to do this new task, but then I'm going straight. But I always thought that about depression is, when you go to the doctor and they go, oh yeah, we'll give you these pills. Nah, load of bollocks. Like, well, because I've never met someone with depression who's taken those pills and gone, oh, do you know what? I'm great now. I'm great. They love the fact they're on.
I'm not mad on pills. I'm sorry, they might help in the short term.
Yeah,
I think you have to change your mindset, don't you?
Yes, exactly.
Change the way you have to work on your mindset.
How is a pill going to stop? How is any pill?
No, it gives you a buzz. It's like if you took an E or you took cocaine, you get a buzz.
Well, also,
so it's like a short term thing.
But also, people will say they'll be shouting at the screen now. Actually, Ben, if your brain hasn't got the right chemicals in, then you need to replace those. Well, there's other ways of doing that without using the pills, is what I mean. And those ways of doing things will actually make you feel better in the long run.
And it has been proven with change of mindset, these people, you know, read these positive, even faith, a bit of religion.
A little bit of religion.
A bit of strength.
A little bit of religion.
Something to change, give you a good mindset. That's the point. That's the root of it. Get that mindset. Because if you're, you know, a tablet ain't really, it's a short-term thing.
It's not
healthy pumping chemicals in yourself all the time.
No. If you're lacking a certain chemical, then that's because you're doing something that you shouldn't be doing, or you haven't been working on it. If you go, oh, I don't have enough of, I can't remember what it's called. What is it? Not dopamine. Something else.
Dopamine.
It's called something when you've got a lack of serotonin. If you don't have enough serotonin, there's certain
serotonin.
Things you can eat. Serotonin. She is the one that told me about it.
She invented it.
She did. And
serotonin.
And if you haven't, there are ways of doing that without getting pills. That's what we're saying. And then with ADHD.
We're being positive. We're trying to help.
We're saying.
You don't want to be pumping yourself with tablets forever.
No, of course
not. Try and get a good. And it does help. It helps me a lot with stuff. I've never really been. I mean, we all get depressed. We all feel down. But I've noticed getting into positive thinking, meditating, stuff like it has given me mental strength.
Exactly.
Like
yeah.
All these champions, they got a good mental strength because they work at it and stuff.
And my new faith has definitely helped that.
Your new what?
Helped. My new faith.
New faith.
My faith in the Lord.
The good Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's definitely helped. That's definitely helped. And the other day I was feeling really down. I was feeling quite down. I was getting angry. And everyone has this, I've read about it. They talk about a test. No, it was when I went to Mass. They were talking about fighting with God. And you're always like, oh, I love God. But then at the same time, not getting what I want. Oh, maybe it's all rubbish. Oh, you fight with God. And I was walking down the street, right? And maybe it's nothing. But I was walking down the street and I was thinking, oh, maybe it's not. Maybe I'm just going mad. Maybe I'm just talking to myself. Maybe this sort of Lord, this God that I have in my head is actually just me and I'm just being stupid. And do you know what happened? As I thought that, car next to me, right, plays a song. And out of all the songs, all the lyrics, it went, I have a picture of you in my mind. Never knew it could be so good. And I went,
spooky.
There you go.
Spooky. Went,
thank you very much.
What's the reference, though? I don't get it.
Well, I was thinking, like, maybe this God in my head is just me. And then the song plays that, and it's basically saying, like, you got a picture of me in your, you know,
God's
a message from
God.
Via
take that.
Via
Gary Barlow.
Ronan Keating.
Ronan Keating.
If there was ever a godly man, it's Ronan Keating.
God, so basically, God let you know via Ronan Keating.
Thing is, it's a very old song. It's such an old song. Like,
do you know what? No, I'm joking, but spiritually that makes total sense.
Yeah.
And you've got to be open to stuff like that. If you're dismissive, if you're open to stuff like that, you do start seeing things.
Notice the patterns.
You can start seeing little signs. They're out there. I had one the other day, right? I looked up clairvoyant. I was thinking about my girlfriend. We start doing it like loads and loads of times. She's a loving, lovely, loving lady. But I was sitting there eating my dinner, right? Steak and rice, doesn't matter. And just out of the blue, I didn't even think nothing of it. I just imagined her sending me a nice meme, like a loving meme.
Right.
And it didn't really, it was sort of in my subconscious, but I wasn't really focusing on it. Anyway, checking a beep from her.
Yeah.
I love you. Random, I love you.
Aww.
We'll be right back in just a minute. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, podcast listeners. It's Derek Igloo here. Podcast listeners, if you enjoy the show and want to support us, consider becoming a patron on Patreon. www.patreon.com/WNRWLG. You'll get access to exclusive perks, early episodes, behind-the-scenes content, and Patreon-only episodes. Please join the Patreon community and support us, your friends, your brothers. Thanks for your support. To adjust the script needed to match your podcast style and tone, join the Patreon, you mug, geezer.
I think that happens all the time.
Fucking hell.
Once you start to think about that and notice
telepathic, clairvoyant. And then I've read up on it. And oh, it's really interesting.
It's because if you're open to it,
I find it really, some people might go, oh, fuck this, but I mean, listen, be open to things. It's interesting. It, yeah, it could help you.
Honestly, those things happen all the time. I've seen stuff like that constantly. You go, you're thinking about someone, and then they'll text you, they'll call you, or someone completely out of the blue. I think it's because we're all part of the same consciousness. And like now, like people listening now, we're all part of the same thing, guys.
If you're be open to little signs. Yeah. Just try it for a day. Even if you don't believe it, just try it for a little while. If you see little signs or something, see if they make any sense to you.
There might be some people going, what a load of bollocks, I don't believe in any of that. Well, if you've got rid of all the magic in the world, you might as well just fucking...
Well, some people do. They're not like just making it up. And they always said it in a positive way, in a nice way. I don't know. You don't have to, but I'm from our experience.
Yeah.
I find it fascinating.
Listen,
like
I was the most sceptical atheist in the world. Not in the world, but I was very, very
or the
skeptical.
UK.
Yeah, at least the UK.
Europe,
definitely.
Europe, possibly
easily,
Europe.
Easily.
No, the top 10 in Europe.
Top 10 atheists in Europe, yeah. And now look at me. I'm listening to Ronan Keaton going, it's the Lord Jesus Christ.
God send him, Ronan, to save some middle-aged woman driving past in a fucking Renault Clio.
No, but things happen.
God's
like
that. Listening, but God's up there watching men having doubts. Go quick, Reno Ronan. Clear.
Ronan.
She's probably driving off thinking, why did I play? I've never listened to Ronan Keaton in my life. Because she fucks about the radio, puts a bit of Shabba Ranks back on. She's really into that.
but these things do happen, and it is very strange.
Yeah, there's signs. You've got to be open to them.
Yeah.
Interesting. Mm. Probably all experience. If you're open to them, you might see something.
And, you know,
if you don't, what have you lost?
But it's just about being positive.
I want to see I think it's a tarot reader. Never done it in my life. And I went just before COVID it was, funny enough. This is a funny story. And because I believe some of them are real and some of them are fake. So I'm open because there's been documentaries. I see a documentary and they expose one. Mm. But then I think some are real and some are fake. I've heard spiritual stories of people that they wouldn't lie about. Like quite... Anyway.
I know exactly what you mean.
So anyway, there's a shop in Covent Garden. I quite like the stones and the crystals as well.
Okay.
Quite like them. I was into them a bit. I was like quite open to spiritual stuff. That sounds weird to look at me, but I like that. I still have them next to my bed and stuff like that. And I see in there, it had like... As a tarot reader, wanted to see her just before COVID, and so I'm not sure if she was real or not. But this is the funny thing: so she's gone in there and she's like asked for one of these things home, and she's going like, "So one of the reasons she could have been telling me what I wanted to hear." She talked about my career. She goes, "Yeah, you're going to do really well in your career and your acting and your comedy." And all this, you're going to be like, stick with it. It's got to see good things coming. Da, da, da. It was nice to hear. Obviously, even if it was bullshit, it was still a nice little confident booster, to be totally honest. Made me feel, that's quite nice, even if it was. But the thing that tickled me down the line, now just after that, COVID happened. She didn't once mention fucking COVID.
No,
that was like about a 2-3 year thing, wasn't it? Pandemic. So,
yeah, but I don't.
But
think...
would she see that though? And all
no,
bless
exactly,
her.
Exactly.
I don't know how it works. I don't know. It's interesting. I mean, I might. Sometimes I feel like I have experiences. That's why I'm really open to it. Like what I just said about my girlfriend with a text.
Mm.
That's uncanny. You have to visualize what you want. Visualize yourself getting it, then put the work in.
Yeah.
You still have to put the work in.
Yeah, yeah.
But instead of like doubting, you have to just visualize.
Same as what Jordan Peterson says about having an aim. So like if you've got an aim, you've got a clear aim, you can get to that and all roads sort of lead to that.
Yep.
Then Yeah, but you've got to work on it. You can't just let it happen. Because there's so many things. If you don't work on yourself, if you let things slip, if things don't happen, like everything...
Well, if you haven't got an aim...
But everything's connected. So, like, say this. I've put on a bit of weight, right? I've given up smoking, I've put on a bit of weight. So, therefore, I've put on a bit of weight. I don't feel as good about myself, not as confident. And if I don't do anything about that, it's going to get worse and worse. And then when I go for an audition, I'm not as confident. No. I'm not...
Just in general life, you're not happy, yeah.
Everything connects, every single thing, and it's like, yeah, it's mad.
Do you know the thing is as well with exercise, it does, exercise don't just... But with exercise, it does make you feel good as well. Not just the fact that you've done it and you achieve, in time you'll get results, you think, yeah, I look good, oh, I'm pleased with that. But in terms of, you get that little rush... thing when you do it, it does make you feel one of the best things for mental health exercise, even if you go out for a bit of a walk or whatever.
Yeah,
really good. Can't stress it, we've spoken about it before, but well, it's worth mentioning again.
It's what you said. I've taken that on board. Is I go for a walk now and I put on a little audio book and I listen, and I've really noticed now how I'm feeling if I'm putting shit into my body. If I'm looking, if I eat shit, I'm noticing how I feel. If I look at stuff like TikTok, I've really gone off it. Because I look at it and I think to myself, oh, this is all just negative crap. Like, what am I doing?
Yeah.
Got to put the good stuff in and, yeah.
You have to be so careful with that. Because you do get some good motivational stuff on these social medias. Some really good stuff. But then you get these other frauds. I'm watching one. It was like, the geezer, it's sort of like relationship advice. He's going, yeah, women like this and women like that. I thought, do they know?
No.
Not the right. You talk about a certain... I'll give you the thing roughly. I can't remember word for word, but it was basically, yeah, women like being treated like shit.
Yeah.
Don't do it. I thought, no, some women do. But if a woman likes that, they've got issues. Yeah. If you stick out, you find a nice girl who respects, who likes being treated, you should want to treat your woman nice, right? And then if you've got the right, I know what they're saying, treat them mean, keep them keen, could work, whatever, right? But if you've got... They've got issues if they're like that.
It's not healthy
long term.
No.
You've got a nice girl, they will respect that and they'll be nice to you back.
Do you know what I mean?
Not like saying, fuck it, like, but you don't want to be suffocating them with compliment and sounding needy and putting it all on a plate. But like, just, you know, be nice. Don't like fuck them about.
Well, I like the self help people.
It's
I like
dangerous
them,
though, isn't it?
Like
they put this shit up and it's complete bollocks.
Yeah, I know what you mean. There's like about ice baths and things. Like, I think I watch it and I go, well, it's a bit like Andrew Tate and stuff like that. There's things that people say, and I go, yeah, but I don't really want that. And I feel like that's more you.
Everyone's different.
Want.
Everyone's different circumstances.
Like
different
with the ice
context.
Bath, I thought, I'll give it a go. Right, I'll give it a go. And I went into the shower, and I put it on cold, and it was good. Yep. I did. Like, it was hard, really tough to stand under there. And I like that mental attitude of like, no, I've got to stick through it. I've got to stick through it.
Yeah.
But I mean, but it's not like some people say you get a big high off it.
No.
Like you get.
I've done them a lot. I still do them now, but I don't. Now I'm doing them. I don't feel like they're really cold. I know summer now.
Yeah.
Maybe I've built up a tolerance. But I was doing them in the winter, like daily in the morning, and then I'd go out. What the fucking downside? What they don't tell you? Yeah, you do it, and you feel good that you've done it, and you sort of get a bit of a dope. And probably because they're telling you that it makes you feel good, you're thinking this makes me. You're convincing yourself, but it weren't like so I've heard people say. Oh, it's the same as doing cocaine. I've done cocaine. It's not the same as doing cocaine. It's just a different thing. I'm not saying
have a quick shower and it's freezing cold. You go, oh, I could just dance and stay up till three in the morning. Oh, yeah. Oh, I've just had, all right, love. I've just had that cold shower. Yeah, absolutely lovely. I really loved it.
It's good and very healthy for you. But the problem that I've got with that, and I've got a good immune system, I very rarely get ill, right? But when you're going out and you've been cold, you end up making yourself ill. So I end up getting flu, which I never get, and stuff like my bones are aching. Because you're going cold, you're getting yourself cold. Yeah. And it's better to do it first thing in the morning to start your day with it.
Yeah.
And I'm disciplined with stuff like that. I'll wake up and I'll meditate. I wake up and meditate for about 10 minutes, 5 or 10 minutes, normally 10 minutes.
Nice.
And then I'll have a cold shower, right?
Yeah.
And I'll do that now while it's summer and all. Because number one, it's summer. And number two, they don't feel as cold, for maybe it's because of the weather and maybe it's because I've built up a tolerance. But I'd like to get in a proper ice bath and try that, just to, like you say, it's the fact that you've done it after, even if it didn't do fuck all for you, the fact that you've gone through that, that test, because I don't mean, even when I do it now.
I think that's it. It's the strength of mind for me. It's like the fact that you've done it and you've gone, yes, I can do this. I'm going to sit here and do it.
And you can carry that over to other
things.
Do
you need to do that every day? I don't know.
Well, it's just that to build up that test, that tolerance, and then that strength. And what I do as well, even to the point of, because you might turn it on and then build yourself, but I'll just turn it on and just walk under it no matter what. Rather than just like slowly walking or get me head for, even though I'm bald, but I've still got a bit of it. So that sort of cushions it a bit and then it gradually comes down.
It's the balls though, isn't it?
That's no, you, if you go go on, have the shower above, you're really cold.
Yeah.
And then go in just shoulders or chest.
Okay.
Because you've got a lot of air. It'd probably cushion it. It wouldn't hit you.
But it's
just turn it on, let it run for a minute. This is what I'll do. I'll turn it on.
Yeah.
So I let it run for a bit. Go and get my phone ready.
My phone.
Yeah, get me cock ready.
Yeah, right.
Get me phone stopwatch so I can see it. Because if you do a timer, it goes off after a couple of seconds. Stopwatch stays on.
Okay. So you can see
start
just
for 3 minutes.
Okay.
You can do it.
I could do it. Yeah.
All right, try 1 minute, but it don't matter. Do 1 minute then, and then gradually build up.
Yeah, I'd like to, but then the point is, do you need to keep doing it? Once you know you've done it, you can do anything.
Because, apparently you do get these chemical rushes and it does do it good.
Okay.
It's like the same with anything. If you've got to do it, I've been gym once, do I need to go anymore? Of course you do.
When they say, though, it's like cocaine, it's like you've taken a drug, is that what you want? Because if you're trying not to do cocaine, you're trying not to. Like every day you'd be like,
I
me ice bath.
I wouldn't compare it to being like cocaine at all, to be quite honest.
I don't think it's been anything like
that. Not from
my
experience.
Cocaine, but
I sort of get all right. You might come out there and you've got a bit of a buzz because you've done it, you've made it, and you do feel fresh. Obviously, you just had a shower, so you're going to feel fresh even if you just had a normal shower.
Yeah, yeah.
And I'm not trying to poo poo it. It is a good thing, but you've got to be careful with it. You don't want to go out and catch a fucking cold.
No.
Do you know what I mean? So it's probably better to stay in
after. Okay, so say I don't like, I wasn't really a big cocaine fan, but I did like weed a lot. So what can I do then that gives me the same thing as
bath?
Weed?
They say showers is cocaine,
bath is weed.
I'm not joking, I don't know.
I personally think meditation probably.
Meditation probably.
Yeah, because it's that sort of breathing.
I've got like smoking, innit? But I'm back on the vapes, I've got to stop doing these. Because meditation is, like, you know when you have a fag, you're like,
Yeah.
When you meditate properly, you're like, in through the nose.
Yeah.
Hold it. In through the nose. Hold it. Out.
Yeah.
Oh, that feels nice. Yeah, even if you've done 10 of them, if you feel a bit mad, just do 3 of them. Or try and do 10. But if you're stressed out and you're having a row with the missus, or, you know, you're sitting on a bench.
Well, I find it's my brain is always going. So if you're breathing,
slows
you concentrate
down,
on your breathing, that's it. You just like that, bang.
So have your palms open at all. I feel angry. Because it's not a clenched fist, is it?
A lot of people do that in church. Have their arms out
open.
Let the energy in. Yeah, and then someone comes around.
Sounds good meditation things. You look, even on YouTube, just tap in 5 minute meditation, morning meditation, So I think what's off putting, some of you putting in like 3 hours. I couldn't sit there for 3 hours.
Well, I like to do the hypnosis when I go to sleep. The 8 hours hypnosis, really good. So put it on, positivity or something, then you go to sleep with it on, and all throughout the night it's going, you're bloody great. You're fantastic. Yeah, it's good.
Is it, we should make our own one. They do,
yeah, they do actually. Yeah,
we should do.
Sit yourself down,
meditation,
and relax.
Yeah, we should do it.
Yeah,
you're the bollocks. You are.
You are.
Let's try.
Okay, ready. Let's go.
Let's go from the beginning.
Okay.
Right. Hello and welcome to the We're Not Racist and We Love Gays meditation, narrated by me, Lenny Sherman,
and me, Ben Adams.
So, take a seat. On a chair, or the edge of your bed, or if you want to, lay down on your bed. Just find a comfortable space.
Be sure not to operate any machinery or drive any cars.
Do it properly.
That's in every single one.
Oh, all right, fair enough. All right.
That's what they say.
Do it, right, anyway.
Be sure to not operate any machinery.
Because they might cut this and use this.
This is
and
on
I've just
every
ruined
single
it.
One. I know you have,
All right, it's back in a relaxed state. Okay. So either, if you're sitting on the edge of the bed, which is ideal, or a chair, but don't have your back supported. Sit, have your back up straight, your core straight, so you're sitting up straight, with your hands on your lap, palms facing upwards.
and just let any thoughts rush by you.
Let's cover the breathing first. So take a nice deep breath in through your nose. One, two. Hold it for two. One, two, three actually. And release for three. One, two, three. Now close your eyes and repeat the process.
Breathe in through your nose.
One, two,
three. Three.
Hold it for two.
And breathe out. One, two,
and repeat three. The process.
Now you may find that several thoughts come in and out of your mind. And that's fine. Don't you worry about that. Just enjoy those thoughts. And let them flow past like waves.
Drift away. You've done this before.
I have many times.
And we're gonna introduce a mantra.
And that mantra you're gonna repeat to yourself again and again as you breathe.
I am fucking amazing.
I am fucking amazing.
I am fucking amazing.
And in through the nose. I am fucking amazing.
Nothing bothers me. I am the bollocks.
I'm so great. I should win an award for how great I am.
I'm a good looking bastard.
My cock is huge.
I've got lovely tits and a beautiful fanny.
When people smell my fanny, they akin it. It's akin to roses in a field.
I'm a good friend.
I am loyal.
I am confident.
I am the dog's bollocks.
I am attractive to the opposite sex, or the same sex if I'm gay. In through the nose, hold it, and out through the mouth.
And you may feel yourself now coming to.
Back into the room.
Back into the room.
Give your fingers and your toes a little shake. And gently open your eyes.
On the count of five, walk back up the steps to the world. Five.
Four.
Three.
Two.
One. Thank you. Now you're back in the room.
Enjoy the rest of your day. And we'll see you back tomorrow.
And be sure to like and subscribe to the We're Not Racist and We Love Gays meditation sessions.
Namaste.
Namaste. Nice. I feel relaxed.
Yeah, I'm chilled. Yeah, I don't know. Nice, you are too. Wake up, gang. Who fell asleep?
Oh, come on.
It's a good little meditation.
No, that was good.
How long was it? Did you? Just as a starter.
Yeah, just as a to get yourself into it.
We could make that a weekly.
Yeah,
I enjoyed that.
No, it was good. Yeah,
give some feedback on the meditation.
Well,
guys.
I love those things. I always fall asleep to those. But then, if you get the wrong voice, sometimes you get the wrong voice, don't you?
I know what we're going to do next time.
What?
I'll tell you off air.
Oh, okay.
I'll give you a little surprise for next time.
Good. Right. I think we're going to have Lenny's Poetry Corner now, after all that relaxation.
Lenny's Poetry Corner! Stay chill, do a line. Okay. Should we do a line each? Take it away, Lenny. Come on. Do it from there.
Hang on. Right, so we've got a poem here, and it's about Just Stop Oil.
Interested to hear about this one. Are they in favour or are they against? Let's find out.
Who knows? So here we go. We're going to do a line each.
Yeah, man.
Let's go.
They block the roads and throw around orange dust.
At flower shows, the snooker, wherever they think is just.
But I can't stand them. I think they're divs.
A bunch of brainwashed pricks in high viz.
Okay. Get yourself a job or something to do.
Or one day I'm going to run over you.
Then you'll be protesting, but now even more so.
Because on my bonnet will be your stupid face and torso.
Your legs have been left on the M25.
You'll scream, just stop, but I'll carry on and drive.
I'll laugh and laugh, splatter and cough.
Because all you do is piss people off.
Just stop, Will. I'll just stop you.
I'm here with my mum. She says fuck off too.
Oh, lovely. Very and that's nice. From Just Piss Off, who's a Russian living in New Key.
Thank you very much, Jess.
Thank you, Jess.
Great stuff. Yeah, no, I think you're with, I think everyone's with her, to be honest. I think these Just Stop All people need to piss off. Oh, well, no, you're for them, are you?
No, some people are not with, are for it, though.
Are they, though?
The protesters.
Well, their protesters are, but then I don't think, I think the majority of people.
It's the inconvenience of it we don't like.
It's so stupid.
Like, I see people that have got, like, trying to take someone to hospital, go work, yeah. meet their dealer.
Yeah, yeah,
you know, they just
yeah.
want to crack on. It's fucking pain in the ass.
It's just annoying. You just think, and also, I don't know what they, how are you protesting what the government want to do anyway? The government are all about the green.
Are they on it? Are they on
They're
it?
All on the green living, aren't they? Sadiq Khan, he's all over it. He's like, all the government want is this green energy. They want to be net zero by 2030, so they enslave us all. But anyway.
Mm.
You
charging
think,
us for the privilege.
Yeah. And then you've got these Just Stop All protesters. Well, what are you protesting? It's happening, isn't it? It's happening. So what's
yeah?
What's your problem? What do you want?
It's done.
All the planets die. I tell you what. Oh. Anyway.
The egg's boiled. Turn the ob off.
What's that? Is that what they say?
The egg is boiled. Turn them. It's a metaphor.
Oh, is it?
The egg is boiled.
Yeah, I get it. Oh, okay, sorry. I thought it was what a thing.
The government
said.
Are doing it.
Yes.
Don't protest.
Nice.
The egg is boiled. Turn
you
the ob off.
That's just, bloody boom. Good.
I know, clever bastard,
look, guys,
isn't I?
The egg is boiled.
Not just a
turn
pretty face.
Off. That's really good. That's yeah. good. Yeah, it is. It is boiled, so stop
good,
it.
Good potential merch.
But
yeah.
I don't agree with the government.
Potential merch.
That is, yeah.
The egg's boiled. Nice. Turn the ob off.
Oh, by the way, guys, we will be doing a competition. So keep an eye. Keep an eye on our Instagram. We'll
might have already
post.
Done it by now.
Might have already done it by now. No, 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 we won't. This is a competition that's going with this one as well.
All right, mate.
Trust me, because we didn't mention it in the last one. So this is a competition that's happening. It's on our Instagram. We're going to be posting, and you will see. All you got to do to win a We're Not Racism, We Love Gays hoodie or T-shirt or mug.
It's of your choice. Any one of the three.
Any one of the three of your choice. All you got to do is tag three mates in. Get them to follow us, and you can win a T-shirt, hoodie, or a mug, one of your choice. So keep an eye out on that. We're Not Racist, We Love Gays, Instagram, WNRWLG, and of course...
The initials.
And of course, sign up for the Patreon as well.
Sign on that Patreon.
Get on.
Gang.
Now, someone said
if you're already
me,
on it, hold on, if you're already on it, get someone else to do it.
Yes.
We need help. We ain't got enough patrons. Help. We need more.
Well, speaking to someone
the other day. Share, retweet, help us promote. That's all we're asking. Share, help us get it up.
Can we have a, should we have a Ben's rant?
Yeah.
Yeah? Ben's rant. Oh! Street food. Have I done street food? I don't think
no,
I have.
No.
Street food. Drives bright. I love food. I'm a bit of a foodie. And everyone loves food, yes, but I am a foodie and I like my food, and I see these street vendors and I think, oh yeah, that's nice, oh I fancy a bit of that hot dog, right, a gourmet hot dog, all lovely. You go up to the street vendor, you get the food, and then you have it in a little cardboard container. You might have to sit on a step
sit on a step
somewhere and eat it because they don't have any seating, right?
Yeah,
I like that as an idea, right? But how much would you pay to do that? A hot dog, sit on a stick.
They charge the earth.
And eat it. Mental. They charge like 13 quid.
No.
No. No. If I'm buying street food.
They ruin it.
Then, and I'm not sitting in a restaurant.
Nah.
I'm not getting any service. I'm just having a hot dog from you, a vendor, right? And that hot dog's cost you about £1.
You ain't buying no chairs and tables,
no,
are you?
No, you're not paying for overheads of rent. Well, I mean, you are for them to stay there.
Especially in London, bloody selling.
Well, yeah.
But it's extortionate.
It is extortionate. I mean, now I'm sort of convinced. No, right, but it's still too expensive.
Ben's retracting his rent.
No. Think of it like if you charged less, if that hot dog was £7, right?
Oh, they take the piss out.
Loads of people would buy it, but they just go mental. And you think, oh, we've got this pizza here. It's only 20 quid. 20 quid?
Yeah. And they
try
and dress it up, don't they? Go, oh, chili and hot dog.
Oh, yeah. It's a chili and hot dog, and it's
put a fucking couple of onions on it and like,
locally sourced onions from the
chili,
tent.
Chili and goats.
Come on, it just
fuck off. You went
off.
In Asda,
yeah,
and put a bit of seasoning on. We know what's going on. We're not fucking stupid.
Do you know? I mean, you're definitely making a profit there. You're making a lot of profit.
To be fair, that is sort of the idea of having a business.
Yes, I understand that, but do you need to take the piss? Look at Wetherspoons, right? They're making a profit, a tidy profit, because they get the numbers in because they're so cheap. I'm not having it.
Would you eat food from a Wetherspoons, though?
Yeah, I love food from Wetherspoons.
Do you?
Oh, yeah, love food from Wetherspoons. Lovely breakfast from Wetherspoons. You can't beat it. You looked at my belly then. He's like, yeah, I bet you fucking do.
A picture tells a thousand words.
Yes, okay. Well, I like Wetherspoons food.
We know.
No, but... Come on, you don't need to make a £9 profit on a hot dog. You can make a £5 profit.
Oh, man, I was in, me and my daughter went and see, I was in an improv show. Whoop. Keep the noise down, mate. I was in an improv, and my daughter come.
Yeah.
My oldest daughter, Constance, 17. She come and watched first time. Anyway, that's not the point. It was in like De Bover, which is sort of like Hackney, isn't it? And Dalston Way. De Bover, yes. Very middle class. Really nice area, actually. Right, really okay. Nice. And so we parked up where we were doing the improv. There's a deli opposite.
Right.
Tables outside, we had a coffee. Fucking arm and a leg job. Nice coffee. Sitting out there. Very pleasant.
Was it one of those small coffees?
Nah.
Oh.
I did have them. She had an iced coffee, my daughter. Iced coffee.
It's
quite nice. Anyway, good luck to her. Yeah, anyway. So we're sitting there. I'm looking in the old fridge and that. The old Tower Bridge. And they've got a bit of steak ribeye.
Nice.
Now, I have steak a lot, right? I love a bit of steak. Mm. Very high protein, good if you're training. Tastes nice, classy, right? And okay. In Tesco's, that's £5, £6, £7, right?
It's quite expensive now, to be fair.
Ben, brace yourself, right?
Yeah.
You're sitting comfortably.
Okay.
Listen, they had one in now, in this deli, in the packaging
and
all that.
And is it just like a cafe sort of thing? Not like a proper restaurant?
Just a shop.
Yeah, right,
deli,
okay.
Yeah. Fucking £17.
And not cooked?
No. In the package, you've got to take it home and stick it on the old George Foreman.
If you can see me on the Patreon, guys, I am shocked.
Gobsmacked.
I am gobsmacked. £17 for an uncooked steak? Come on.
They put some crap on it, like gluten-free fucking sauce from like...
Right, yeah.
Colombian goats or whatever.
Did they put the name of the cow on it?
Fucking,
they do that on
middle
class
little bit of
places.
Cow,
this
bit
is
of their
Josie.
Hair, little clutch of their hair on there and the cow that come from.
This is a picture of Josie and her kids. Oh
man, 17 notes. I thought, fuck me.
I know everything's gone up and I know the better quality then the more expensive it is.
Probably,
but
it probably was better quality. Nah, well, they're playing, it's a rich area.
Yeah.
These bods, they've got the dough. They'll happily go and pay that. Do you know what I mean?
We've all seen The Apprentice. We all know.
I've not seen it.
You've not seen The Apprentice? You must have seen The Apprentice. Well, in The Apprentice, they basically go, here, I'll buy this. How much are you selling these for? I'm selling them for 10p each. Oh, give me 100 of them. Take them. I'm selling these for £100 each. That's basically business.
The Apprentice. Yeah.
That's. I imagine if I was to go
buy
to business school.
Buy something cheaper and sell it dearer.
And you go, how would you sell this? And then the people, I always see this on online. People go, well, people don't know how to sell stuff. And as a salesman, you know, I know exactly how to sell stuff because I'm brilliant. A lot of people, they will try and sell this vape here. They'll say, yeah, it's a really good vape. Best vape you can find. Nah. And I immediately know that person is not a salesman. What you should do is this. Sir, have you ever found yourself, you're walking around, you don't know what to do with your hands, and do you smoke, sir?
Yeah.
You do smoke. Well, I'll tell you now, obviously, you probably thought to yourself, I want to give up smoking,
All the time.
All the time, yeah, because it's not good for you, is it?
No.
It's not good for you.
Cost a bloody fortune and all.
I'll tell you what, I used to smoke, right? I used to cough my lungs out.
Oh,
I used to cough my lungs
naughty.
Out. And I find the hardest thing is giving up, and it's just, oh, it's a nightmare.
It's so hard.
But I did was, you know these vapes that people are talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Well, basically, they're sort of a way of stopping smoking, but without completely stopping. You still get the nicotine, but it's a nice little, it's a nice little transition into not smoking. So, you know, it takes the burn.
Transition.
Yeah, transition.
Transition.
And usually, a lot of these vapes, you might see them, they cost about £7. You know, they're quite expensive, they're actually. Sometimes you think, you might as well start smoking again, do you know? Oh, but these ones, I'm actually doing five of these, right, for £7. And they last like a couple of days.
Wow, yeah. Cool.
So, you know, if you really wanted to give up smoking, you might. It's a good way of trying it. That's
you
how
know, I have 600, please. No, you know what I see? Our old mate, former guest on the show, Tom Skinner.
That's who I was, yeah.
I see a clip of him on there. And they went, yeah, they're all going on there, they're all going on there, and there, a bit of gravy, and he's gone, and I'm watching them all going, they ain't got a clue. He goes, so I've got this pencil. So I went to him, they went, try and sell me this pencil. I said, how much would you give me for that pencil? She went, a pound. It went, sold. And that's it, boss. It's quite clever. But what he didn't say, the person might go, but I don't want a pencil.
No, I don't.
He's still
want it.
Back out. It's not done deal.
No,
was clever what he said. Well, and it's all very romantic. Like when you used to watch Only Fools and Horses, old Del Boy, wasn't it? He had all the crowd together.
Yeah,
it's the Air Clippers, wasn't it? And he's doing a little demo now, on Uncle Al. But don't interrupt me.
Sorry,
son, never interrupt me. And he's with Uncle Al, but he's doing a demonstration. Oh, Rodney pulled his hair out, and he's gone right. He's gone. Who wants one? £20 or £10 for the black man? He went. And the black man's gone. Why do I have to pay £20? All right, you can have it for a tenner. Boom. And then they'll...
Right.
But they're all very like funny and romantic, but do they really work, though?
Well, the thing is...
But he's a good businessman, that Tom Skinner. God bless him.
But that's nice that it's romantic and stuff. But I don't mind paying... I don't mind being sold to, but don't rape me. Don't go mental. Like,
not literally. Like, yeah. Metaphorically. Don't, or literally.
I'm happy to give you a tenner. Don't push me for 50. Just because you want, like, do you know what I mean? Like, don't take the piss. But where
can you imagine that? Someone like literally raped you, and they go like, let's do a scenario.
Yeah,
hello, mate. How much are the hot dogs, mate? Can I have an hot dog, please?
You can have an hot dog, yes, sir. Yeah, thank no worries. You. Let me do that for you now. Quickly, can
how much is that?
Oh, I've got to have sex with you. I've got to rape you.
No, I don't need to.
Well, that's what a rape is, I'm afraid. So you've eaten the hot dog now. Come here! Come here! Oh, there you go.
I'll go back to my mate. God, I just bought an hot dog. Oh, fuck it, I got raped.
Oh, did you, mate? Yeah. All right. Yeah. Well, does it nicer? I think I'll have a bit of that.
No, he fucking rapes me.
Yeah, I'll buy. They do in London. They do in London, mate.
It's London for you.
What I learned with selling was you've got to sell what you need rather than the product. So you've got to be like, you've got to give someone a problem and give them the solution.
Yeah.
I like that.
Okay. Anyway.
Well, by the time this episode comes out, the aliens probably would have taken us over.
Yeah.
By the time this episode comes out, Donald Trump will be in prison and the aliens will have taken over.
They'd have probably presented this episode
none of
pretending to be us.
Oh.
When it's spring again, I'll bring again tulips from Amsterdam.
I was speaking to someone the other day, and they said that a lot of people don't really know what Patreon is. They don't really. It's a new thing.
What?
If you don't know what Patreon is, look, it's a way that you can basically tip us for entertainment. You can support us, but you get lots of stuff in return. So you might have heard of like buyusacoffee.com or something. So where you tip people for online stuff.
Services.
Well, it's like that. But with this, you get extra content. You get extended versions of the podcast. You get video versions. You get every week there's a Patreon exclusive episode. I mean, it's great.
And ultimately, we're doing a service. Can you pay us, please?
Yeah.
It costs us time and money. And we need a bit of support. It's just a little bit of gratitude. You know, like if you watch a busker or something, you give them a bit of dough. Someone comes round, decorates your house, you pay them.
Yeah.
This is, you know, we got to survive too. So any help you can get, we'd be very grateful.
Thank you very much, guys. Thank you.